68 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. And Bill, after a pretty good day for soybeans yesterday, what are we seeing so far today?
Well, we're down a little bit here this morning on the beans. We did trade higher right at the 8:30 reopen, but right now we're down about, on November beans, about 3.25 cents at 972 3/4. The corn is unchanged on the December at 354.5. It's been trading on either side of unchanged here this morning since we reopened. And the wheat is at 2 3/4 cents higher at 445 3/4. So the September futures went off the board after the end of yesterday's session, and the December is now the lead month. So when you look at things on the weekly chart, that's going to help the weekly chart because they have the higher prices in the December. It's actually going to be showing, if we stay similar to where we're at here today, that we'll see an outside week higher on the soybeans. But as of right now, we see the corn up about 8.5 cents for the week. The wheat is up about 29 cents for the week, and the beans are up 16.5, and that's, as I said, due to the carry in the market in the December taking over as the lead month. Other information here this morning, I think we've got some concerns in South America. We've got some dry weather in Brazil as far as getting started with bean planting. And economics, whether they're going to have as many acres planted in general. Argentina's actually got too much rain down there, and it's pushing back the planting along with the economics, as we talked about in the Brazil situation. So I think that was part of what rallied the market some yesterday. And it is a situation, it's questionable whether we can see an expansion in acres, at least going into this next year. And if the beans get planted late, for example, in Brazil because of the dry weather, that could have an effect on the double crop corn. And looking at prices right now, the double crop corn be being planted at losses to begin with. So some questions as far as how many acres we're going to have in Brazil and Argentina. NOPA has their crush report out this morning at 11 o'clock. The trade's expecting about 137.5 million bushels crushed. If they get that, it'll be down from last month, but it'll be the largest August crush in 10 years. So that's probably going to be a positive number. That may be something that we see as we go through the trade. So that's pretty much covers here this morning, Brian.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for the update. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
That's Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us this morning for an update on the commodity markets. Let's take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today. A little patchy morning fog out there. Looks like that's burning off now. Look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 87 degrees. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight will dip to a low of 63. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 88. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 65. Partly cloudy Sunday. We do have a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 88 degrees. Looks like maybe a chance of rain in on Monday as well. Stay tuned. 1A coming up next. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 68 degrees at 9 o'clock.